There was an epic concert, a pantheon of rock legends gathering to raise money for those hardest hit by Hurricane Sandy. Baby, we were born to run. Two billion people around the globe watched the cavalcade, $30 million raised in ticket sales. But those suffering from Sandy were also promised a lot of help from the U.S. government, and that money is stalled in Congress. So ABC's David Curley decided to find out why.
6 weeks after Sandy in Long Beach, New York, Janet Peters and her elderly mother are still dealing with this, wondering who's helping.
No one can tell you where that new money is slated for. No one seems to have any answers.
With the hospital still down, the water and sewer system not fixed, the city manager worries his local economy will tank.
It's just crucial that we get these funds right away. Every day that goes by that we're not, you know, actively repairing this critical infrastructure is a scary and a sad day for us.
Which is why three governors...
We're not going to allow any political forces in Washington, D.C. to divide and conquer us.
...wrote in the Washington Post that Congress can't leave before the holidays without approving help, pointing out that aid was approved just 2 weeks after Katrina. In New Jersey tonight, with 72,000 homes and businesses damaged or destroyed, the governor wants $5 billion to rebuild homes, $8 billion to rebuild businesses. But the Sandy package, totaling $60 billion, is stuck in Washington. Republicans accusing the president of loading up the bill with millions not related to the storm.
This is part of this process of they throwing in everything but the kitchen sink because they know Congress can't turn down a request for Sandy.
Examples? $2 million for Smithsonian Museum leaking roofs in Washington, D.C. But museum officials admit they had a leak before the storm. $10 million to repair prisons, but one of them is in West Virginia, which Sandy barely touched. And $13 billion to protect against future storms.
We don't want to rebuild a tunnel so that the same stormwater can flood in. We want to build it better so there's more protection.
While they argue, Janet Peters wonders... who is going to help?